Yeah, well, it we're used to curveballs on that. You remember the big Super Bowl we had here with the ice storm and everything.
Oh,
So
yeah.
we've been prepared for it. Luckily, the weather's clearing up for us. The streets are clear. We don't anticipate the weather having any impact on this evening's game. And we're excited to have a Texas team beat up on Ohio State. Can I say that?
Yeah, of course you can say that. Now, of course, you know, this has been one of those kind of moment by moment watching the forecast and, you know, making sure you have everything cleared and prepared. How has the preparation gone for the city of Arlington? Did everything go smoothly? Were there anything that you learned from during this cold snap?
Not so much during the cold snap right now. We've learned from other cold snaps in the past. Every time there is a big weather problem, every time there's a tragedy like what happened in New Orleans recently, we look at all of those type of things and say, what can we do to make things better and safer here? And we've done that all the way around, and we anticipate a very safe and good game tonight as a result of that.
Have we seen any issues as far as people getting into the area? Because one of the best benefits of hosting an event like this is all the economic benefit and people coming in early to spend money in the hotels and the restaurants. Has the weather held some of that down?
It doesn't appear to have. People are in the area. They're milling about. You know, all the restaurants around the area are open. They're enjoying a good boost of folks walking in on stuff. So Texas Live is happening and popping right now. So we don't anticipate any negative effects from the weather at all right now.
This has got to be a great way to start 2025.
It's a wonderful way to start 2025.
What else is in the works for you?
You know, next year we're going to have the Grand Prix of Arlington. We're excited about that. We have this little thing called the World Cup coming here with 9 games being played here. And we anticipate that the Rangers are going to do the typical Coach Bochy type thing, take a year like they did last year and recover from winning the World Series and come back and win another one.
What's your prediction on the game?
Texas by 10.
Texas by 10.
Wow. That's saying a lot,
yeah.
Especially when you have an Ohio State team that beat the number one team in the country just a couple of weeks back.
That's saying a lot, but listen, there's something about a Texas team playing here in Texas. Listen, that counts for something. I may be a little biased in my prediction, but, you know, it is what it is.
It looks like City of Arlington is usually either, red, white, and blue for the Rangers, blue, silver, and white for the Cowboys, but it looks like today is going to be a lot of burnt orange for the City of Arlington.
Today we are burnt orange, and we're going to cheer on this Texas team. Yes, ma'am.